Holly Forbes, 5'10 Junior, North County Raiders.
Pass inside to Forbes on the left side. She's going to take it herself, driving though. Show her strength, draws the foul and gets it to go. Beautiful play there by Forbes.
Averages 23.3 points per game with 9 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. She's a first-team all-conference player. She was also a member of the Class 4 District 2 All-District team. She was also a member of the U.S. Bank Invitational All-Tournament team. She passed the 1,000-point mark this season. She's also involved in volleyball, FBLA, Letterman's Club, and she is the FCA president.
Holly Forbes, North County Raiders.
Today's Dream Team interview is with Holly Forbes from North County High School, a junior on the girls' basketball team who makes her first Dream Team this year. Holly, congratulations once again on making our Dream Team.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You were one of the girls we got to talk to on the show the other night. Has it sunk in a little bit more now that you have made the Dream Team and you're one of the best, 10 best in our area?
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable to me. Because I didn't expect it, but it's really exciting. Briar Johnson had texted me and said, congrats on Dream Team, and so I wasn't ready for any of it.
So it all caught you by surprise, huh?
Uh-huh.
It was a great season for North County girls basketball, and you kind of led the way there. Were you pretty happy with your junior year?
I'm pretty satisfied with it. I wish I could have got to play in the 2 games that I had to sit out in, but probably tore my meniscus, but
wow,
it'll get better.
And you only missed 2 games tearing your meniscus?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did it slow you down the rest of the year? It didn't seem like it did.
In the St. Jen game, I think it did, because I only scored about 5 points then, but for the rest of the season, I think I was okay.
Was it painful to try to play through that and tough through that?
Yeah, sometimes.
You were a 23-point-per-game score, 9 rebounds per game. Did you feel like this was a breakout season for you?
Yeah, I did a lot better than I did last year in the past years.
And you'd played well before, but this was the year it seemed like you had put it all together. What changed, do you think?
The coaching staff changed, and so the way I played changed along with that, I feel like, the way he had me playing.
The way you were used kind of changed it a little bit. What did you think of your new coach, Coach McVay?
I didn't know what to think of him at first. I was kind of worried and nervous, but as the season went on, I think he did a great job, and I'm really satisfied with the coach.
You surpassed 1,000 points this season. Remind me which game you were able to do that in?
That was the Potosi game.
Okay. And what was that like to, get that milestone under your belt?
Oh, my gosh. I was really happy to be able to do it my junior year, and I hope to just keep going.
Did they stop the game for you or anything, or did you not realize till after it was over?
No, they just said it in the middle of the game. They're like, Holly Forbes scored her 1,000th point, and then we just kept playing.
I think you told us about some of your favorite moments from the season the other night, but remind us once again, we probably have some new audience members listening, so give us some of your favorite moments of the year.
Favorite moments, it was definitely beating St. James in the Rolla Christmas tournament. That was my favorite moment by far, and having fun with the girls down there.
That was early in the season, and St. James has been an elite program in our area, so I'm sure getting a win over them was quite the accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Was it a tough game?
It was a tough game for sure. The score, we only won by about 6. And they were coming back. They were making some threes. And then we finally put it away.
Tell me about some of your teammates and how you've enjoyed playing with them this year.
Oh, my gosh. I love them all. We're a really close group. Sydney Parker, she keeps us all laughing. She's a clown of the team. And Emily Eaton, she's one of my best friends. I'm glad that I got to play with her, and Madison Binkard. And Kaylee Newland really stepped up this season as well, and we all just had a really good time. Couldn't get that district title, but
that was a shame. I'm sure that was a goal going into it, was to win that district title.
Yeah, that was one of our goals at the beginning of the season, was to win some championships, and I was really hoping we'd get that one, but
you still have another year to do it, and you actually did achieve it your sophomore season as well, so you know what it's like. Now you're just hungry to get back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
How much did you learn from the girls that came before you, such as Courtney Kiekak, Emily Eaton, who's a senior now?
I learned a lot, especially from Courtney, especially with her work ethic. And she was a great leader, and she taught me a lot, honestly.
And you'll have another year to think about it, but do you want to try to play college basketball like Courtney did?
Oh, yeah.
Have you thought about where you might want to go yet or not?
I've thought about it, but I haven't made any decisions.
Now, you're also involved in some extracurricular activities such as FBLA, Letterman's Club, FCA as well. Is that something that you take a lot of pride in, being just kind of a well-rounded student athlete?
Oh, yeah. I love being the president of FCA. It keeps me busy, and it's a fun time.
You also play volleyball. Which is your better sport, do you feel like?
Definitely basketball. I don't find myself very good at volleyball.
But you do play, and with all your extracurriculars and playing those two sports, you know, I'm sure that keeps you pretty busy.
Yeah, I don't get very many off days.
Holly, I want to know about your parents. What are their names, and what do they mean to your success over your high school career?
My mom's name is Beth, and my dad's name is Tom, and my dad, they both play a lot into my ability. Like, my dad has always worked with me ever since I was younger and getting me on the Magic team and stuff. And I also have to give a shout out to my grandparents. They're at every game. They're like my biggest supporters and the presidents of my fan club, basically.
Is there anybody else you'd like to thank while we have you on, Holly?
They're the only ones that I can really think of right now.
I've already interviewed Madison Reynolds and Briar Johnson, and they both mentioned you as well. You guys all play on that same AAU team that's coached by Kevin Thurman. What's it like to make the dream team with two of your teammates like that?
It's great. We call ourselves the trio because we all work so well together, and I love them. They're some of my best friends.
What's it like to play with and then also compete against those girls?
It's good. We're good sports, and at the end of the day, we're all still friends, but when we're on the court, it's interesting to play against each other.
Well, that is cool, and we wish you guys all the best luck as you play one more year of high school basketball, and we really appreciate your time today. Congratulations on making the dream team.
Thank you very much.
That is Holly Forbes, North County girls basketball player and a dream teamer for 2016.